What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, as I said, as I closed out the HMT marathon, the termination train will always have fresh new passengers, aka new souls. Why? Because men around the world have had enough. And a lot of them are saying, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 3rd of October. New Jersey man, offlined his wife after learning she wanted to end their marriage. Gentlemen, as we all know, when a woman declares war on a man, i.e. divorce, all bets are off. This man decided, nah, till death do we part, and you're going to fulfill that vow. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A 45-year-old New Jersey man stabbed his wife to deletion in front of one of their couple's daughters in the kitchen of their apartment not long after learning she wanted to end their marriage. Gentlemen, what do I always say when it comes to divorce? It is always an ambush. Yeah, it's like a sniper round. You never see it coming. And by the time you know about it, it's entirely too damn late. Wellington, R. Leonardo is being held at the Middlesex County Jail after being charged with termination, endangering the welfare of children, and weapons offenses on September 21st. His detention hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. Wednesday, the Middlesex Court Prosecutor's Office said. Rosanna Rodriguez was stabbed to deletion 3 days before her 40th birthday in the couple's Perth Amboy apartment. One of the couple's four daughters was awakened shortly before 3 a.m. by her mother's screams. An affidavit of probable cause said, when the girl entered the kitchen, she saw her father stabbing her mother in the stomach. Oh, he went for the gut shot. And you know what that means. He wanted her to suffer. As Rodriguez was being stabbed, she yelled for her daughter to call 911. The girl called and then went back into the kitchen and threw a black bag at her father's head, quote unquote, which resulted in him turning and looking at her with a blank stare, according to the affidavit. You know why he had a blank stare? Because at that point, he literally snapped. The girl returned to another room to be with her sisters until police arrived at the first floor apartment on the 200 block of Bertrand Avenue, court papers say. Rodriguez succumbed to her injuries at an area hospital a short time later. Leonardo's lawyers didn't immediately return a call from NJ Advanced Media asking for a comment. Well. Once again, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. When a woman declares the war on you in the form of divorce, some men are going to say all bets are off. Hey, what can we say, ladies? Far too many of you use quote unquote irreconcilable differences, i.e. no fault divorce, to arbitrarily end a marriage that you vowed that you will not end. Till death do we part. Yeah, but guess what? More and more men are saying, look, you're not giving a reason why you're leaving. You just want to leave. Oh, no. We made a vow. You're going to uphold it. And guess what? Men are making sure that women uphold that vow. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I honestly damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their apartment. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. We're gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, one of the kids had to see what went down. So I got to give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, like I said, he stabbed her in the stomach. He wanted to make sure that she suffered. It could have been a quick throat slash, but oh no, he wanted to make sure she got his point. So I'm going to give that a 40 as well. So Wellington, Lethal Leonardo, gets a score of 155. Gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will say this again when it comes to the topic of no-fault divorce. I say we keep no-fault divorce. However, the petitioner should be the one to assume all financial responsibility. Yeah. See, that right there would instantly curb the out-of-control divorce rate. But I know, women are going to say, oh, but if we got to pay for it, then that means we got to stay in all sorts of horrible, abusive relationships. Actually, no. If it's really that bad, then guess what? You will pay the price for your freedom. But we all know it's too damn arbitrary. It's too damn convenient. And there are far too many forces that make far too much money on women willingly destroying the marriages that they vowed to stay in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all these other alternatives that people are suggesting, getting rid of no-fault divorce and all that stuff. No. It's hard to get rid of a law, but it's easy to amend a law. And that's all you got to do. Make one slight amendment to no-fault divorce and bam, you solve the divorce problem. You do. If these women are really in such bad marriages, then guess what? They have no problems paying their way out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there, you wives who think that you're just going to be able to arbitrarily end your marriage because you want out and there's no good reason, there are no police reports, there's nothing like that. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. For more and more men, when you decide to declare war on them, using the family court system and the divorce court system, excuse me, you think that they're going to protect you. You think that somehow, some way, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and file this paperwork and I'm going to get some force shield to protect me. No, 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 ladies. The power, you think that the system is going to grant you while you decide to destroy your husband's life, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that that husband is just going to stand down and let you absolutely destroy his life with the gun of the state, that's going to go out right along with it. Because more and more, especially older husbands, are saying, you know what? Nope. I'm not going for it. Nope. You want to declare war on me? War it is. And ladies, you truly need to understand there's only two ways to end a war. Surrender of the enemy or annihilation of the enemy. And guess what? More and more husbands are going with the second option. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.